Sure, I got all the points.
Can I get a microphone check? Is that a naked mole rat on your... What is that? Is that a dog?
Bro, what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking... Oh, my computer? Computer. Bro, that is a dog licking ice cream, and that's an ad, by the way.
Why are you over there looking by the Ciroc?
I am not. Because I didn't know what you was looking at. Like, from over here, it looked like you looking, like, past the computer. That's why I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Is that a naked mole rat? What the hell? I'm going to just have a naked mole rat on my screen. Like,
yo, inflation is killing cheating.
What?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. See, that this
what
is
did
my
you
doctor.
Say?
Yeah.
This man said inflation is killing.
Actually, is this your birthday pod? Because your birthday is technically this weekend.
We about to fucking pod, my boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man, any plans for the birthday? What you got going on?
Wait, are we recording?
We are recording.
We record? Oh, shit. All right, let me get right. My bad. as in terms of plans for the birthday, I do plan on taking a little, you know, a little trip, a little.
You getting flued out?
Why are you trying to get me caught up, bro? Why are you trying to
It was a question. I didn't say somebody was. I was just asking you.
I don't know, man. listen,
you don't know.
Listen, that is neither here nor there. Semantics, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going on a trip for a couple of days. And it'll be the day before through the day after my birthday, my actual day, which is on Sunday. But like throughout the week, I don't really have plans. I'm going to be big chilling.
That's lit, though. I told you, sometimes you need that new scenery, even if it's for, you know, a few days. So, yeah, happy early birthday. And, you know, of course, I'm going to call you on your birthday.
I appreciate you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I really, I don't know. I've been feeling like I want a couple more months in 25. Because I haven't really, like, shaken out all the W's that I need to get out this motherfucker before I turn 26. Low key.
I don't know. I feel like
I don't know.
Our birthday's at the beginning of the year, so we have the whole year to live through.
Definitely.
25.
Oh, yeah. I told you, my new year don't start until Sunday. Okay. Like, it hasn't started until Sunday. 2022? I'm still in 2021.
So that's your lunar new year.
Yeah. Okay. That's him right there. That's when, and really, I think it's starting to get a little closer and closer. Like, I'm feeling it because, like, you know what I'm saying? My day was amazing today. Like, shit has been happening.
Right.
and I feel great. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I'm excited for this episode.
Today was a beautiful day outside, too.
Yeah,
It's been pretty cold, to say the least, lately here in Georgia, but today was hitting.
It was bearable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have to step outside with the you know what I'm saying, the turtleneck with this jacket zipped up and the beanie, all that. I was good. But how are you though, King?
I'm well. I'll give you a dollar if you know the what episode this is.
135.
Are you sure about that?
Give me my money.
I don't think so.
Give me my money.
I don't think so. Let me look it up real quick.
Last week was 134. I know because I stumbled.
Okay.
But go ahead.
You can't stumble twice?
No.
All right, I believe you. I'm not looking it up.
Stumble at the most, but you can't fall. What movie is that from?
ATL. Yeah.
Just checking.
See, I almost stumbled right there.
You
I was
did.
Like, hold on. Let me make sure it's ATL.
See?
But yeah, with that being said, peace and love, salutations to the planet. What's going on? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking bike in this bitch, man.
Welcome to episode 135 of the Bro Chillians podcast.
Oh, with your oh-so-blessed black and highly favored host.
Are you stumbling?
Nah, I ain't stumble. I just thought you was going to say something else after that. It's all good, though. It's all good.
I'm taking your word on this. 135.
Bro, it's 135.
I believe you. I'm just talking shit.
Nah. Listen, we're going to do this just because if they try to hit my jack on some, you don't know what you're doing. You're not a podcaster for real.
I see the Spotify loading right now.
Look.
Okay, that was 134.
You feel me? All right, it was 134 last week. You feel me?
Okay.
All right.
And today, well, I guess once they hear this will be the second day of Black History Month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I believe in Black History Year. It's all day, every day for me.
Right? Honestly, I feel like it's so – I was thinking about this earlier. It's so infuriating just at the fact that, like, how hard they really tried to hide the history.
And they still do.
But, like, this shit is literally so infuriating. Because if you think about it, have we ever, like, actually broke down what made the U.S. celebrate Black History from the jump? Or who put it in place from the jump?
Bro, don't get me started.
Come on, bro. Let's talk. Hey, let's talk about it.
And they even taken, slavery and everything else out of the curriculum. in schools now. I think Texas, we talked about that topic on here before. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Texas, maybe some part of Florida also.
Yeah.
But it honestly doesn't surprise me, and that's sad to say. I feel like our people should be celebrated for more than just, what, 27, 28 days out of February. We should be celebrated and cherished every single day.
It's the shortest month. And to put y'all up on game, to give y'all some knowledge, Black History Month was indoctrinated in 1926 by a guy named Carter G. Woodson. And for the blunt fact that it was around the time of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass's birthdays, like right in the middle, is why they decided to commemorate, you know what I'm saying, the whole Black History Month and the whole sentiment behind paying homage to the history when really the history has no homage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what that was, to put y'all on a little bit of, you know.
I think last... Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, because it's just baffling to me how you wanna try to give us, you know what I'm saying, a little recognition or give us a little something to be celebrated, but yet you don't have us anywhere in your history. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just so crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But to this day, we do drive culture. It wouldn't be a
we US drive everything.
Us. Yeah, it we wouldn't drive be everything. None of y'all without us.
I think last year we had a segment where, you know, we shouted out some prominent figures from our history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we talked about Malcolm Little, Marcus Garvey. It was a plethora of more that we talked about. I can't remember, but I kind of want to do the same thing this year. Did you have anybody each week? Did you have anybody to shout out?
So actually, I wanted to do the same thing, but have a little spin on it. We can do both.
Okay.
But I wanted to commemorate the names that are already written in history, already solidified. But I also want to take a moment to kind of like change the perspective and put it in a way of like making us think in the now, as we are Black history, right? Just in the future, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're creating this shit as we're living it. So I want to shout out people that have really been doing it for us, like creating Black history now.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit, but both.
That's lists. A bar. You know, can we get some air horns?
Hey, yeah. Let me turn my shit up. What? Yeah. Feel me? So I definitely want to do that.
I feel that.
Yeah. We can start with. How about this? We go back. I do mine and you do yours.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, shit. First, let me shout out the home team. Making a lot of headway. Tevin Riles and the whole O'Baron Asher team. Hussani. Everybody over there is making big noise. And not just, you know what I'm saying, off the premise of making clothes and being fly, but it's actually, you know what I'm saying, a message behind it. It's actually like a progression for culture and for the younger generations to do something different and, you know what I'm saying, push the narrative, push the
envelope. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely a nice lifestyle.
I want to start out with saying that, but we're going to get into some new ones too. But you go.
Shout out Chaz, Ducap.
Big facts.
I know he's been doing his thing for a long time, so if you're not familiar with Ducap, make sure you do your diligence and check that out. Insulated durag inside of a hat. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mess up your waves. That's fire to me. That's never been, huh?
I got one.
Come on, you know we got plenty.
Yeah,
we know we got plenty.
Definitely support the home team for sure.
Shout out Yada Porcelain.
Okay, yeah, hell yeah.
Skincare brand.
Big shout out to you,
Queen. I still need to do my diligence and cop too, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm heavy on the skincare now.
All of this will be somewhere in the description or tagged, or, you know what I'm saying, when we post on, you know how we give it up, when we post on social media, all this shit will be in there somewhere. So you'll definitely go check out those people, whoever we mention, or just look up, you know what I'm saying, whoever. Do your due diligence. Do your, you know what I'm saying, get your historical knowledge, because mm-hmm. They clearly not going to give it to us. So, but yeah, man, it's, hey, yo, this docket is low-key crazy. I'm not going to hold you. Trying to think. You want to go, how you want to do this? You want to go... You want to do one shout out per week, or you want to do like a list shout out every week? How you want to do
it? I mean, we can always give plenty because it's always an endless amount.
Big facts.
But I actually seen this article last night, and it was just like 26. What is it called? Let me go back up. 26 Black Americans you don't know but should.
Okay, that's lit.
And I just looked through. I just, you know, gandered at the list a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethel Waters. She was born in 1896, passed in 1977, but she first entered the entertainment business in the 1920s as a blues singer, but she made history for her work in television. Right. In addition to becoming the first African-American to star in her own TV show in 1939, The Ethel Waters Show, she was nominated for her first Emmy in 1962.
That's so tough.
Definitely.
Shout out to you, Ethel.
You got one?
Or did you
want me to keep going?
I mean, you can, but I'll just say this as a blanket because I know I might forget, but everyone that we've already done a collab with, all the businesses that we have already promoted on this platform specifically, but just in life for real too, definitely want to big up, shout out y'all, because that is, you know what I'm saying, more to my point, it's like us making history as we're living.
In time, real time.
Exactly.
For sure.
Excuse me, that was my bar, but yeah, go ahead, keep going.
Let me see. Gordon Parks, born in 1912, passed in 06. Parks was the first African-American on the staff of Life magazine, and later he would be responsible for some of the most beautiful imagery in the pages of Vogue. He also was the first black director of a major film, Shaft, helping shape that era in the 1970s. He famously told Life in 99, "I saw the camera could be a weapon against poverty, against racism, against all sorts of social wrongs. I knew at that point I had to have a camera."
That's lit.
Lit.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that a lot. Okay.
So yeah, I got a couple, and I'll link this also in the episode description because there's a lot of other phenomenal people that's on this list.
Big facts. But yeah, that'll be, you know what I'm saying, one of the ones that we do every episode this week coming up, just to, you know, shed some light, but also give flowers.
I do want to address the bullshit, though, before we get too far in this episode, because I don't know if you've been seeing, it's been HBCUs receiving bomb threats the past couple of days.
Yeah, I was literally
This article was from Tuesday from CNN, CNN.com. Howard, Southern University, and other HBCUs received bomb threats. Mm-hmm. And damn, it looks like they have them all on here. Jackson State, Albany State, Fort Valley, Spelman, Howard, let me see, Morgan State, Delaware State. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was actually talking to one of my friends, and she goes to Clark, and she was actually saying that they got
Clark was on there, too.
Yeah, they got one today, if not yesterday. She said she wasn't going to class. We talked about it. But that is crazy, though. And I'm not sure, like, what the driving factor is behind that. Like, why is it specifically HBCUs, and why is it right now? I haven't really been hearing
why you think it's right now.
I mean, yeah.
Is that
obviously, yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's piggybacking what you talked about at the beginning of the pod.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And it piggybacks off of what we were talking about last week, too. The title of the pod, actually. Y'all go back and watch that whole joint.
Episode 134, Population Control.
Yes, sir. But yeah, so, okay, how you wanna start this one, bro? You wanna start off with the actual, some history, or you wanna get off on some shenanigans? We can listen. I got what you need, my boy. I came to pod. What's up?
Let's get into the shenanigans. I ain't gonna lie, yo.
AI. Let me see.
That's what I'm here for. I'm excited for this month, February 1st. Excited for your birthday. Just excited for the month of February. I feel like January seemed forever in a day.
It was long as hell. Pause. That shit like felt like it never ended. I'm happy to be in my month.
That was literally eons, bro.
It was.
I was like, bro, there's no way it's January 18th.
I seen somebody say since 2022 started off real slow, February might have 31 days in it too.
How many days does it have this month?
28, I believe.
Is it 28?
I think so. I don't think this is a leap year.
And that's some bullshit because when the rent is due on the first, they don't give you that grace period of four extra days of, all right,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just like, nah, we still want our money in full that same day.
Why can't I get the discount? You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. But okay, we're going to start with the shenanigans, man. Right to it. We're going to get the power next. We're going to get the power next. Tell me this real quick. Off the top, because I was having this conversation with a shorty. How long does it take you for a shorty to actually be able to, like, see your feet?
To see my feet?
In person. It's weird as fuck. I don't know why.
Okay.
We was having this conversation. Tell me why, because I'm weird about it.
I mean, I'm not a serial killer. I don't sleep with my socks on when I go to sleep.
That is crazy. That is weird. I'm not going
to
cap.
I just take my socks off when I go to sleep. So I mean, she sees it at that time, huh?
It's dark. I'm not worried about that.
We wake up, don't we?
I mean, we wake up, and I'm putting the motherfuckers back on.
You putting them right on as soon as you wake up?
What? My feet are not touching the
carpet. So you're insecure about, okay.
Insecure? No. It's just, it's shit weird.
I mean, I don't really pay much mind to it. Like, I put socks on.
And I got pretty feet.
I'm not rushing to the socks as soon as I wake up. Like, if I get up and
I mean, I like socks, too. That's just a thing of mine, I guess. It's weird, but I just have a thing for like the little things, the aesthetics, you know what I'm saying? And socks.
Yeah, why are we talking about our feet on our pod? But, yeah.
Nah, because I was having this conversation with the shorty and she was really tight about it. Because I was like, she came to the crib, she pulled up, And we was cooling, you know what I'm saying? I had on some shorts and a t-shirt and some socks. And she was like, damn, so you like wear shoes and socks at your crib?
Hey, she liked the barefoot vibes. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Shorty, I've known you for all of 2.5 seconds. Stop trying to look at my feet. The fuck? Like, this is the first time I've seen Shorty. It's really like the second time that like we've like had like a real, real conversation type shit. So it was like on some chill.
Nah, ask me the question right before we started the pod. I want you to ask me that.
Wait, what'd I ask you? What'd I ask you?
When you first meet a girl. And she asked you about what kind of...
Oh, nah, okay. And that's another thing, too. So I was on a date.
Back on the shenanigans. You started off early, okay.
Yeah, it's been one of those. It's been a couple of those days. But yeah, so I was on a date with a shorty, and it started off cool. Like, the energy was good, you know what I'm saying? We hadn't really gotten into the conversation. The first thing she asked me is, so what kind of porn do you watch? How do you feel about that?
Red like, flag.
Is that a red flag?
I'm scared. Why are you asking me this day one? You don't even know my birthday.
No, get that's to know facts. Me. That's, you don't know my last name. You don't know shit. But you want to know what I watch. And she's not telling you what she watches until you tell her first. I feel like that plays into the red flag. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the introduction. First impressions are everything. And that's if that's one of your first questions right off GP, right. I feel like I kind of know what type of time you're on.
Of course. Come on now. But is the date going any further is my next question. That's the most important question.
I mean, it depends. Like, if it was, I
sure
guess.
Shorty's a 10 out of 10.
Because everybody has different humor, right? All sure. kinds of humor, so. It could still be a fly-ass date. I'm not saying that, but that is just like a random and weird question to ask as soon as we meet.
Okay, so let's say like it was just part of her humor. It wasn't like some shit that she just really wanted to know. She played it off as a joke. Is it something that you could get over? Like, are you, okay, yeah.
I mean, eventually I'll tell her. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, I'm not running away from the question. It's just like, damn.
What
like,
you gonna say?
Okay, nice to know you too.
What you gonna say? Yo, what, you want me to tell the people? That shit that you pulled on our first date? Oh. Don't do it again.
What you mean? I'm gonna be like, okay, by the way, it was this. Like, I'll just bring it up in conversation.
I got you.
Later on.
Interesting.
But I'm gonna be like, you know, why?
Nah, listen. So when she asked me that, there was a long pregnant pause. Like, it was like I had to answer it.
Like the Riri pregnant pause?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the, like the, oh my God. Okay, yeah. Mm. Type shit. But nah.
By the way.
Would you go on a second date?
If everything was.
That was the only hiccup. It was just a little weird. It was like, what the fuck?
If she was a great time, then yes. Okay. I don't see why not.
See, this is the dichotomy of men and women relationships.
That doesn't mean I'm easy, though.
No. Nah, I wasn't going there with it. Because, listen, King, you know what I'm saying? Your body is your temple. But had it been the opposite way, you know what I'm saying? She's not even considering the second date. If that was the first question that
you
I asked
so?
Her, come on. If that was the first question I asked her.
I don't know. Women have different senses of humor. Just depending on what, you know, which girl you're talking to.
I guess.
Specific.
It's never, I don't think that has ever worked.
But that would be an odd question as a guy to ask first off. You know, I agree.
That's forceful. I agree. That's egregious. Come on.
Speaking of Riri, though.
Speaking
can we
of,
get into that?
Oh,
I feel like we talked about it like maybe a month or so ago.
We did.
About reporting that she was allegedly pregnant, but we didn't know because we're not that kind of podcast. But here we are.
Exactly. So I'll just say this and then I'll let you get yours off because I might sound like a hater and maybe they hit my jack. I just feel like there should never really be a reason for you to like be bigging these people up that you don't know. Kudos. I am so happy for you, Queen. I hope that you have a blessed, beautiful.
Oh, you hating right now.
Healthy baby.
That's what they're saying. You hating.
But everybody in this nation posted that shit 3, 4, 5 times. And I know half of y'all didn't post the Bro Chillians when we posted last week.
That too.
So why?
I did see a toxic tweet. There was like, you know, all the ladies posting the Riri and ASAP picture. But y'all, we still haven't yet to see your baby daddy. I was like, damn.
Come on. You like, let me hear it. I need, why? And but. I don't know if it was more women than men posting it. I could assume.
Oh, men was on it heavy too. It broke the internet.
It
was trending for a while when I got on social media and I was like, all right, I'm out of here because I know what this entire day was going to consist of.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I put a limit of an hour a day on social media. And when I seen that when I first, you know, woke up and started my day, I was just like, all right, time to get off.
Right? That shit went crazy all damn day. And it's like, I understand it. Y'all are fanatics. I get it. Y'all love Riri. You know what I'm saying? But are y'all receiving the invites? Are y'all pulling up to the mansion, to whatever?
Yeah.
No. No. Post me. Post the Bro Chillians.
Now, can we talk about...
And this is an ad.
Can we talk about power? And can I tell you that you were wrong?
I chose Effie.
And you were wrong in that.
I chose Effie. No, I wasn't, because she's the realest motherfucker on that goddamn show.
No, she's not.
How is she not?
Number one, you're never real. If you rob me, you're just never real in my eyes.
We talked about that. we talked about that last week.
But so that's like three red flags in itself, right?
Okay.
And then the shit that she pulled with spoiler alert.
Yeah, fast forward this motherfucker, if you know what I'm saying, but
we'll keep it short. You know?
No, we won't. Because I got some shit to say.
The shit that she pulled with Lauren was a bit much. Why? You know, it was forced. She didn't have to do that.
No, she didn't. But who else would have done what everyone knew needed to be done but didn't want to do?
And she's realistically how this is going to play out, because it's scripted. She's going to be alive for next season. They're not going to kill Lauren off. Probably not just yet.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not going to say Effie killed her. I'm not going to say Effie, offed her. But I will say something happened.
She's probably tied
something
up.
Something crazy happened.
Somewhere in some secret location that we don't know.
Listen,
I don't know.
Effie is the realest. Is the realest one out of the three. Let's keep it a buck.
I disagree.
That's crazy.
I disagree. Tariq talked too much. He shouldn't be talking
Tariq
to
definitely
like,
talks
yeah.
too much. Oh, he's done.
Yeah, he's done for.
He's done. Yeah, listen.
Really, Kane is done for also.
Oh, yeah. They're both gone. They're both gone. Because really, Tariq has no escape route. Brayden is about to fold. If Brayden doesn't fold,
right,
it's wraps for him. Because every direction is coming down. Because if Brayden doesn't fold on you, the Tejadas are done.
I'm going to give my flowers to 50 also, because this weekend will be, I guess, the season finale of Power. And right after that, you know, that
Tommy starts, is
gearing up. So very excited for that.
I don't know if I have high expectations solely based off the trailer for the Tommy season. I don't know.
I'm going to give it a chance. Granted.
Definitely.
It has all new, you know, people on the show, the whole new cast.
Yeah.
Definitely want to see where they take it here. And I could have swore they said he was going to L.A., but now it's Chicago.
I don't remember.
Am I tripping?
I can't say you are or you aren't, because I don't remember the very last episode when they said anything about it.
And another spoiler alert, I seen an older clip from the original Power. I want to say it was I think it was season 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
when he was locked up.
Mm-hmm.
He had walked past a cellmate, and that cellmate was the Tejada. The dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Is that not crazy? And I feel like somehow, some way, that's going to be interconnected.
I mean, it is, but at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me, just because he's connected to, Ghost is connected to Mecca in some kind of way. Because remember, Mecca said that Ghost killed Lobos.
Nah,
right,
call
before
him Dante.
Dante.
That boy's a snitch.
Dante, facts. Facts.
That boy's a snitch, yeah.
James St. Patrick killed Lobos before Lobos could get to Dante.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he connected that. So I'm not surprised that he's connected to, I can't remember the dad's name, but yeah, I'm not surprised.
But we'll see how it plays out. I guess we'll circle back and revisit. But I just want to get, you know, your 2 cents on that.
Lauren's out of there. Brayden is about to fold. Honestly, Trace is a bitch. That shit really pissed me off. Like, I was really sitting there like, okay, y'all really played him out to be the best snitch possible that I have seen on the show ever.
And he might get offed on the show just for
that.
Oh,
no, he's done. Yeah,
just
yeah.
for that.
If
probably
Trace
not this season, but next season.
Brayden's about to fold. Lauren's out of there. Kane, if he doesn't go to jail, Mecca's going to kill him. Dante is going to kill
him. Or will he? I don't think so.
I don't. He might.
Not,
he might
not that
not.
We know about his history, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the thing is, too, though, it makes for an interesting twist, because at the end, when Monet and Kane, you know what I'm saying, caught up to him.
Right.
So we're going to see how that goes. I want to know what his plan was. It's just funny. But yeah, Tariq is over with. Sorry for those of y'all that, you know what I'm saying, haven't seen it yet, but it's not looking good for your boy.
Now, Are you getting a Valentine's Day gift this year? Are you receiving any gifts or any love?
You trying to get me caught up for real?
Okay, you don't have to answer it. Just a question.
I already got one.
Oh wow. Okay. There you have it.
I got one. I'm not gonna say I'm expecting, because maybe that makes me sound misogynistic.
are you a fan of Valentine's Day?
I don't think I can be a fan because it's not for me.
It's not for men. And I think we talked about this last year. Yeah. Sweetest Day.
Exactly.
They got that bullshit up out of here.
Yeah.
Because that passed in October. I didn't hear not one person talk about that.
Nathaniel. I definitely didn't get nothing. But yeah, no, I don't think I can be a fan of it for real just because it's not for me. Now, what I would say is, do I participate? Sure. Yeah. And maybe it might be, you know what I'm saying, on the years where I don't have a girl for real. But, you know what I'm saying, I got a little that I want to show some attention to. I don't know.
You got a little?
You feel me? Yeah, I might. But nah. In terms of me, like, expecting gifts, I might get a little something. But, I'm not pressed.
I'll let the people think about what you mean by that.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
Honestly, I'm not crazy about it. Okay. And like you said, for a multitude of reasons, but
yeah.
The most jaded reason, we're the guy.
Exactly.
We don't get spoiled. We don't get showered in gifts or taken out to dinner. So that's really what it's about.
That shit sucks. My own cap.
And I feel like you should just shower your girl then more than twice or three times a year. Like, obviously, she's expecting something probably on the birthday, Christmas. You got to have that on lock, right? But even throughout the year, like, you can take her out to eat. If it's a Thursday, y'all want to go out to eat, or if it's a weekend, y'all should go do that just because. It shouldn't take, all right, it's Valentine's Day, and this is going to be the day that everybody's going to celebrate love and relationships.
Right, yeah.
It should be more to that.
I definitely agree.
And it's not really a real holiday. The bank's still open.
Not as fast.
People, we still go to school. They don't count that shit. Like, yeah, they're not. That is not a federal holiday.
Yeah, they definitely don't count that shit.
But what it is, man, we've been celebrating these customs for so long, and it's just been passed down our line, generation line.
So I have a question. Actually, this kind of leads me into one of the ones that I wanted to save for one of the other videos that we was going to do, but it kind of translates. Since we're talking about Valentine's Day and men being, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what the word is, the givers. Let's just say that for lack of a better word.
On
Valentine's Day. Do you think chivalry, and for lack of a better word again, I'll say is corny nowadays? Like, looked at upon from the younger generation, considering how we have to be everything year round. Come Valentine's Day, we have to be 10 times, 20 times more than that. Is it getting played out?
Is it getting played out, or is it one of those where Valentine's Day, you said?
Yeah. No, is chivalry getting played out because of days like Valentine's Day?
I would say so. Because if we're still on Valentine's Day, for example, right? How many years have we seen the rose petals in the bed or on the floor
Big
now?
Facts.
It's played out. If you're still doing that in 2022, I'm not knocking you, but it's like, don't post it on the internet, yo. you're just trying to get
keep your rose petals.
Yeah, keep the rose petals and all that to yourself. I'm not trying to see that. And I'm not trying to sound salty. That's just what it is.
Damn. No, they hit your jack. They hit your jack.
I just don't want to see it, yo. That's the reality of it.
You ain't get no petals, bro. You mad.
I don't want petals.
You pushing petals, bro?
Bro.
I'm fucking dead. You pushing petals? That boy mad. Oh, damn. Y'all hit his jack, man.
That's a good one. I like that joke.
I'm dead. But nah, I feel that, though. I'm just asking because, yeah, like, we have seen everything so many fucking times. And I'm not going to say it's corny because the women still like that. So right. I can't be the one to judge.
Like I said, to them, it's cute and it means the world to them.
Exactly.
So I sort of get it from their perspective. But if you're talking about the generation below us, I would say, to answer your question, probably is getting played out. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, so what's the next step? if chivalry, if that whole sappy, I don't even know what to call it, but you know what I'm saying, that whole sentiment, I guess you can add it into courtship.
Mm-hmm.
If that whole sentiment is like low-key corny, kind of played out because everybody's doing the same thing every time.
Well, that's because everybody posts everything that they're doing. So even something that you're doing that's playa,
you don't got to post.
You're giving it to the whole world.
Yeah, that's
so somebody's going to use it.
Hey, that's a gem. Whew, that's a gem that y'all need to heed, my boy. King.
I need some water.
You don't have to post everything. You don't have to give every gem to everybody. Keep some shit to yourself. Keep some shit in the tuck. You know what I'm saying? It's called game for a reason, right? Keep that shit in the tuck, my boy. Cause I definitely don't. I don't share the best dates. I don't share the best gems, the best pickup lines.
Right.
I just be having some real good ones sometimes.
Now, kind of segueing a little bit. I'm sure you've seen the playoffs this past weekend. I'm sure you had some. Okay, so you know what's going on. So yeah, Super Bowl preview.
Come on.
Burrow versus Stafford. Who you got? LA. And I feel like you're gonna say LA because out of respect, because you know you're loyal to Cali.
You know that.
So you're gonna roll with them.
LA, you know
over,
that.
Over Cincinnati.
Come on now. I mean, what'd you expect?
And honestly, I can't really even say LA is gonna win because I feel like this game could go either way. You know, Joe Burrow has already proved in his second year, that he can take a franchise to a Super Bowl, which is unheard of.
I will say that I am not for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Disrespecting his game at all because I very well know that he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with my Rams.
I enjoyed all the names they called him too. Joe Shiesty and Joey B. Everything.
Hey, that
everything.
Picture
he
with the buff
that.
Song and the caption, the baby lyric. I was like, my boy, that shit's smooth. I can't even be mad, man.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like both stories, man. Yeah. Even with LA, I wouldn't mind seeing UGA alum Matt Stafford, you know, get a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jalen Ramsey's story, OBJ story, Aaron Donald. Why not?
Yeah, no.
Why not? And they're playing at home.
Right. I'm excited
to. I'm off that weekend too. Yo, it's gonna be lit. You got to tell me where the vibes are. And that's another thing.
You know
we're
gonna be outside.
The Super Bowl is the day before Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You know we're gonna be outside. Right. Come right. on. You know we're gonna be outside. Nah, but actually, so something new this year that I don't think has ever happened. Correct me if I'm wrong. But this year for the Super Bowl, they actually made a Super Bowl halftime show video trailer.
I heard about that, but I wasn't able to see that.
I have the video. We can watch it after, whenever. It don't matter. But
did you see it?
Yeah.
Well, just give us a quick synopsis of it.
It's a trailer of who's performing. It's a snippet of the songs, and they're meshed up. And the picture behind it is dope. But it's like, yo,
it's Dre, Snoop, Kendrick.
I have the list too. Damn, I cannot remember.
Honestly, I don't.
It's
even,
a lot. It's a lot of goats.
Right, right. Don't even tell me because I just want to be surprised on Super Bowl Sunday. Because I feel like this is going to be one for the ages.
Yeah.
This may. I don't know what the because Bruno Mars did kill his Super Bowl halftime performance.
Oh, he did.
I feel like his is up there. Obviously, Beyonce.
Tell me.
Was it The Weeknd last year?
Yeah, it was. Tell me which, in your opinion, was the best halftime show? Because I have another question after that.
I might go Bruno.
Bruno. So. Do you think Bruno was that crazy, like that monumental for them to like, okay, we got to up this shit. Let's make a fucking movie of the trailer of the halftime show. Because, every year the commercials, they go for what? Maybe 2, 3, 4 million for 30 seconds. And they're the best commercials that have
which
come out all year.
Which is egregious when you put it in perspective.
Exactly.
For a 30 second.
Exactly. But you talking about the biggest of the biggest brands, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Fighting over this shit, and you make a trailer about the performances. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they have expectations to live up to, man. Snoop is obviously a legend. Yes. Everybody I just named are legends, so
yes.
I expect this to be nothing but a legendary performance.
It has to be.
And Bruno is very talented. We don't even have to get into his discog and everything that he's done for music, but, yeah, he puts on the show.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, this may be why. Okay, let's throw in a little trailer this year. Because mm-hmm. I don't remember that for The Weeknd. And The Weeknd's performance wasn't bad, but it wasn't.
It was cool. It was great. It was great.
It was great.
But
I will say that. Yes, it was great.
Was it worthy of a trailer? The only person that I think has been worthy of a trailer is obviously Queen Bee. Nobody outdid her performance. And they didn't give it to her. Come on. Now, maybe it has something to do with, you know what I'm saying, the silent, I don't even know what you want to call it. Let's just say racism for whatever it is. She being a black woman, maybe they didn't want to give her all of that, but they gave her a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. But a trailer, bro? Come on.
I'm trying to see on this list.
How much do you
one.
Think that shit goes for? Like, how much do you think a cameo in that snippet goes for?
I'm tweaking. Don't forget Prince, his halftime performance.
Ooh, damn,
I'm tweaking.
I forgot about
I'm tweaking.
That.
I'm tweaking.
Yeah,
I am tweaking.
I'm a Prince fan. I'm tweaking. Come on. What the fuck?
Michael Jackson also. But I wasn't alive for that. So
exactly. I'm not going to
I would say Prince, Beyonce, and Bruno. Obviously, Janet is going to be up there too, somewhere
they
in the top five.
They definitely weren't giving Prince a movie trailer. They weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. But it's. new heights for Super Bowl in terms of where they're taking their marketing and where they're taking, you know what I'm saying, their, yeah, marketing. That's just the blanket statement. Yeah. That shit is dope as fuck.
Kendrick will capitalize from this. This is a start of him. All right, I'm outside 2022. I'm showing my face.
You think so?
He gave us the couple features to end off last year with Baby Keem.
He did.
He had a performance somewhere. I don't remember what festivity it was, but he was outside. Yeah. And now it's the Super Bowl, the biggest stage. To do a performance, I feel like.
So you saying we might get some music from him?
Potentially. I'm not counting on it, but I wouldn't be surprised now since he is showing face to February.
More than the last, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that hypothesis. We're going to see.
I will say, Riri, we're not getting that album anytime soon.
But didn't they release a single?
ASAP released a single.
Okay, but it was both of them, right?
Nah, it was, I think Pharrell produced it and Ego.
I know what you're talking about. That was just ASAP, but I swear I saw something.
Maybe I'm missing it, but
maybe it was propaganda. Maybe it was fake. I don't know. I think, though, they'll release a duo. You know what I'm saying?
A duo album?
Not duo album, no. A duo.
Oh, I was about to say, Jesus.
A duo 4-5 piece. A duo 4-5 piece.
No, I wouldn't.
Maybe like a little mom and dad tape. You know what I'm saying?
We don't need that.
We don't need that?
I mean, I would take it. Obviously, we don't need to listen to it to form my own opinion. In your famous words. I mean, people are not screaming to do a collab tape together. No. I think more than anything, people want Rihanna to do a solo album. That's what they've been waiting on.
I think, yes, more than anything in the world, everyone wants Riri's solo album. But I think people are definitely screaming for a mom and dad tape. What? Think about it. They haven't made music together
since
they've been together. You feel me?
If it's not Jay-Z and Beyonce, y'all can keep it.
Damn, like that?
I mean, that's the...
That might be a hot take.
That's the pinnacle of the mom and dad album.
That might be... I mean, it is, but that might be a hot take because Riri is like...
And that's not a knock on Riri because obviously...
No, it's not. It can't be because there are four black billionaires. Well, I don't know if ASAP is, but...
I'm not crazy about that idea. I mean, would I listen to it? Obviously, but I'm not crazy about it.
Interesting. Are you crazy about it? I guess
since we are in music now.
Yeah. Music? Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, let me ask you this before you get this. All right, what's up? Are you crazy about a ASAP Riri clothing collab? Would you be with that?
For men, women, or both?
Both. Well, obviously for us first, but both.
That would be unique. Why us first?
Because Riri is Savage Fenty women first. So, I mean, if there was, like, something dedicated to us, I would, or if there, you know what I'm saying, a collab between them two, I would want something for us.
I mean, we got the skincare shit. I mean, I use it.
I do, too, but.
Okay. I'm here for it. I think it would be a unique concept.
Yeah.
And the designs would be impeccable. I'm here for it.
Go ahead, though. Get yours off. What's up?
No, I was going to say, how are we feeling about Kanye reportedly saying Donda 2 is on the way this month? Produced by Future.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel. I feel like it's kind of backwards a little bit. Like, I feel like I would expect a Future project produced by Kanye first before I heard, you know what I'm saying, the opposite. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be, like, funny or ignorant. I really don't know. Like, has Future produced an album before? That's not his.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't, but I'm going to go on a ledge and say I don't think Future has produced, like, a whole album for a GOAT like this.
I mean, he's worked with GOATs, obviously.
He's worked with GOATs, obviously. But I mean, producing a whole album.
No, this will probably be the first of that magnitude.
With somebody like Kanye, exactly. Yeah, that's what I would say. And that's why I didn't expect it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Am I here for it?
That's kind of. But see, how you feel about that, that's exactly my energy towards that Riri and ASAP. It's kind of like, would I listen to it? Obviously. But
see, am I
rushing to the streaming platforms at midnight to download and play song one?
Yeah. But that's kind of different though, because look, I feel like it differentiates when you think of Kanye, who arguably, this is both of our opinions and somewhat some stance, arguably he's had a sketchy past for the past couple months, years.
Yeah.
Couple years, right? I don't think that is the case with a Riri and ASAP. They haven't released anything that I'm like, I'm not fucking with you for real because of that. Or they haven't done anything that's like put me in that mindset. So
that's
I'm
fair.
Like that.
That's
I'm like,
fair.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like that with Kanye because your musical sense hasn't been 808s and heartbreaks. It hasn't been, you know what I'm saying, 06 Kanye type shit. So I'm a little worried. And Future, I haven't been searching for since, I don't know, Beast Mode 2.
Future is still out here, obviously, but it's kind of like one of those things. He's already a staple. He's already put himself in Atlanta history and music history. What else do you have to prove?
Exactly. So, I don't know. I'm a little iffy about it. I'm definitely going to take a gander for my own opinion for sure. We're going to see what it's hitting for. But do I think it'll be the album of Q1? Not even the year, Q1? Nah. I don't.
Well, tell me this. Two more things with music and we get off real quick. But I'm sure you heard that J. Cole verse. Of course. I just want to say that song in itself killed it.
For sure.
Killed it.
He's never missing.
Been in rotation. But real quick, give me somebody that you are anticipating in 2022 to listen to. That can be R&B, that can be raps, blues, soul, whatever you're into, whatever your bag is. Tell me an artist that you are looking for music-wise in 2022.
Snow and SZA. Snow more than anything. SZA, just because I haven't heard her in a minute. I don't know if she's going to drop anything. I know Snow's dropping this year. But
man, that, yeah. Let me stop.
Snow, SZA, and Brent. Brent, too. Brent still owes an album.
Ella May still owes us an album. And yeah. I'm sure you heard her single.
No, actually.
Oh, you didn't.
I haven't.
It's Ella May. I like the record. Okay. I want the album. Don't give me the curtains. Don't give me the smoke and mirrors. Just give me what the people want. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel with it. So
no, I feel you.
I feel with it.
I definitely will take a gander at that Ella May because I did not know that dropped. But I did hear the ASAP too. And that was okay.
The visuals were crazy. Yeah.
I don't know if the replay value as of right now. I don't know if the replay value is that high on my metric right now.
I mean, it's ASAP's pocket.
It is.
He got into his bag.
Yeah, it is.
Great beat. I didn't see anything wrong with it. But we'll come back to that record real quick too. Not to even circle back to sports, but we didn't talk about Tom Brady retiring.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say.
We speculated last week and had a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. But here we are now, and he officially announced his retirement this morning.
How you feel? Well, so first, I just want to – was it real or was it propaganda when, like, there was a soft announcement about it and then his dad came out and said, fuck that, he's not retiring?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't really know if it was propaganda or not. I just feel like Brady wanted to be the first one himself to say, I'm retired.
Got you. Yeah,
that makes sense. Versus a reporter confirming, yeah, Brady's going to retire this year.
No, that makes sense because he's – I don't even want to say arguably, but the best quarterback.
I mean, the best NFL player.
Yeah. Ever. You can do that. You can
one
do
of
that.
One of the greatest of all time in sports. You let's can just, do that. Let's just get that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
but what else did he have to prove? You know what I mean? I thought
not shit.
The competitor that Brady was, I thought he would come back to play for one more season with Tampa. Mm-hmm. But maybe just how everything was a roller coaster at the end. I just think he was like, man, fuck this. I'm tired. I already have 7 championships. I have a beautiful wife at home and kids. Let me just end my career here at 44. Because 44 in the NFL is unheard of.
Right.
We may not ever see that again, at least on his magnitude of level that he was playing.
No, you're right.
Top 3 quarterback still, if not top 2.
Do you think it was a media trained response that he gave?
I don't think so.
Like the statement?
I don't think so.
Because he wanted to like leave it up to the more committed younger athletes, something like that?
I think he said something like that.
Focused or committed, something like that?
I don't even think it was a media training answer. I think that was really him just genuinely speaking on how he feels.
Got you.
Okay. I think he still does want to play football. I wouldn't be surprised if he came out of retirement to maybe play for one more season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even going to speculate that far because it's still fresh. It's new. He retired today, so.
Right. Yeah. It was great watching you, King. That's all I got for you. Let me see.
It was another story that broke.
In sports,
I'm pulling it up now. It was the head coach for the Dolphins. He's suing the NFL.
I can see that one.
Just talk for a second.
I got you. That was a little bit awkward.
Oh, here it is, right here.
Go ahead.
So Brian Flores sues NFL 3 teams as former Miami Dolphins head coach alleges racism in hiring practices. And to kind of catch you up to speed, I know you're not a Dolphins fan, but they were off to a shaky start at the beginning of the season.
Mm.
And right before the season ended, I think they won as a collective 8 or 9 straight or something like that. They were on like a roll. So for him to be fired,
yeah.
Granted, he has been there for a few seasons, but it's like you typically don't let a coach go off if a they high won, like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, regardless if you made the playoffs or not.
Right. That doesn't make sense.
But it says, this is from ESPN, Brian Flores has sued the NFL in three teams, the Dolphins, Broncos, and Giants, alleging discrimination regarding his interview process with Denver and New York and his firing last month by Miami. The 58-page lawsuit was filed in Manhattan federal court Tuesday and seeks class action status. Let me see. In it, Florida alleges Dolphins owner Stephen Ross attempted to incentivize him to tank or purposely lose games shortly after he was hired in 2019. With Ross allegedly offering Flores $100,000 for every loss that season. Flores says, this is crazy, says that as the team won games late in the season, Dolphins general manager Chris Greer told Ross was mad and that Flores' on-field success was compromising their draft position. So it's just a long article saying, you know, I guess why he's pretty much suing the NFL, and I don't blame him.
Nah, not after that.
And if you take a look in the mirror at the NFL too, this is not the first time something of racism or discrimination has been a topic of conversation.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And not for, I don't even know how to really put it, but not on the best of circumstances. Like, it's either been for like racism or it's been for like a dumb reason that is like, I guess, regressive to the state of the culture in a whole, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think he was also alleging that the Giants, when they interviewed him, they already had the coach that they were going to hire, which they already hired.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, what was the point of me doing the interview if you already had that coach hired?
Yeah, that makes it seem all too planned.
Yeah, and if you just look at, you know, the head coaches in the league that are melanated, it's not many of us.
Oh, no.
It used to be, you know, a handful, but now it's just like
it's a couple fingers. Yeah.
It's very scarce. Really, all I'm thinking right now is Mike Tomlin. Who else?
I couldn't even – don't look at me. Definitely don't look at me.
But, yeah, hopefully –
Why do you think that is, though? You think it's more because of them, the gatekeepers being them, not allowing it, or – Black people don't want to coach football because they know.
I think it's gatekeepers, and it starts with the owners, right? Because the owners have a say-so on who their GM is, who's going to be in the office, who's going to be on their franchise, right? They're involved in pretty much any decision-making from the draft up. So I think it starts there with the owners. So don't get me started on, you know, the Jerry Jones of the world and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We obviously know or have a hint of – how they feel about it.
Yeah.
How they feel about certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, I think that's where it starts. It starts for ownership, then it goes all the way down.
I like that answer. I agree. For sure. Let me see. Was there anything else in sports before I segue? Because I kind of want to get into something. We kind of talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Segue a little bit.
Go ahead, bro.
To some gyms. I was having a conversation with one of my OGs. But he brought to my attention that... And I didn't really look at it this way because it's not in textbooks yet and it's still happening. We're still living through it. But this is pretty much history repeated itself, but in a different facet of life. The first one was the Great Depression. Mm. And now they're calling this the Great Resignation.
Are we headed to a recession right now?
I think we are already in it.
Okay.
It may not be to the point where, you know what I'm saying, stocks are crashing and banks are closing.
Stocks have been, I mean,
they have been, they've been falling, but I mean, crashing in terms of like, you know what I'm saying, companies filing for bankruptcy type shit.
Is it worse than, was that 08? When, right when Bush left office and Obama stepped in and we were in a recession.
I think that if some headway isn't made with this virus, yes, it'll end up getting there. But right now, no, I don't think it's there yet. Because the worst thing that has happened, I guess, that we have felt in terms of, like, living outside of deaths is the shortage of food and stuff like that.
Shortage of food, shortage of money.
Yeah.
And there's been businesses that have closed.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. Of
on
course.
On the way here, I noticed one of the restaurants that I used to go to, I wouldn't say faithfully, but pretty often they have vegan options for me. They closed down. Not saying they didn't relocate, but
and
it's just...
Don't get me wrong. There have definitely been a lot of businesses closed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people been out of a lot of stuff. But I mean, when I say that, I mean like the Fortune 500s, the big, you know what I'm saying? The big threes. Those type of companies. Like when they close, like when all of them closed, back-to-back type shit, that's what I mean when we in a recession. Mm. We haven't gotten there yet. We might, though. Hopefully not.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. And you look at the cost of houses. We were having this conversation.
Right, like, yeah, yeah.
An apartment in Gwinnett, an apartment in Atlanta, anywhere in Georgia right now.
Stupid.
Prices out the roof.
For what? I don't know.
Used cars, they're up. I think I read this crazy article, and they were saying it was 30%. Mm-hmm. Used cars are up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the parts, and they don't have. It's a shortage.
Right.
It's a shortage, so it's heading in that direction. Hopefully, I agree, man. I don't want us as an economy to go that route, but we've fallen on our head plenty of times, so I don't see why not again.
But don't you feel that, though? Like, the fact that that name is like, because you remember how it felt when we were learning about the Great Depression and how much, like, emphasis they put on how, like, detrimental that shit was.
That was a terrible time for the world, yeah, or for the United States.
Think about the Great Resignation having that same effect 20 years down the line from now, and it's in textbooks. Mm. Millions of people lost their jobs. Millions of people quit. Millions of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, lives were changed detrimentally. And now they're calling it the Great Resignation. I just wanted to throw that out there.
That sounds like a doc.
Right?
That sounds like a doc. I've been an avid candidate saying that, you know, we're living in a time where history is being made. Mm-hmm. History is being made every day, but the fact that we're surviving through a pandemic, our kids gonna look back and be like, damn.
Right.
Like, they had over millions of people lose their lives in just a year, and this at a consistent rate.
So this brings me to my question, and we kind of talked about it a little bit, but I definitely want to pick your brain and see where this leads us. To piggyback, you know what I'm saying, off of that topic, the Great Resignation and all that's been happening in the world, and you can put this in any facet of life, however you choose to answer it. But the question is, what do you think leverage is? And be it in relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, any facet, relationships, business, however you want to put it. Give me your definition.
So the real definition is the use of debt in order to undertake an investment or project, right?
Okay. The use of debt.
So if you're trying to apply it to, I guess, relationships, you may have the leverage on, I don't know. I don't really know how to, like, break it to words, but.
Mm-hmm. So I'll say this while you're pondering, I have me and my OG were talking about this, and he gave me a list of 10 things that, you know what I'm saying, are probably the building blocks to, you know what I'm saying, you actually having leverage and you being able to execute it in a manner that will be progressive to whatever you got going on. Mm-hmm. And the list proceeds as, in order: consistent streams, proven ticket sales, and this is from the perspective of a businessman, entrepreneur.
Okay, so we're talking business. So okay, I thought you were asking maybe in, like, relationships or something.
Not specifically in relationships, but I feel like leverage in general is how you, and not strictly from that book definition, mm-hmm. but leverage is how you, you know what I'm saying, use whatever is at your disposal to not necessarily one up, because it's not with the malice intent of somebody else's deficit, but it's just putting you over. It's putting you over the top. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
So, but from specifically a business standpoint, in order, the first one is consistent streams. The second one is proven ticket sales, robust social following, working capital, great relationships, great brand reach, data on paying fans. This is key for real.
Yeah. Who's your OG?
a dedicated team, charting success, and the last one is them knowing that you can say no. I think that's probably, if not top two and not two, it's probably the one. Them knowing that you can say no.
Right.
Is
that's leverage.
Yeah, that's leverage. That is it right there. And all those things, from a business standpoint, puts you over the top to walk into any room. Like Jay-Z said, walk into any room as yourself. You don't have to diminish your light. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, dumb anything down, or, you know what I'm saying, hold anything back, because right. you know that you have leverage.
You know you have that leverage. You know you have that wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
And knowledge is the only form of currency that can't be taxed.
Big facts. That's a gem. I like that. But yeah, and I mean, in other facets of life too, like relationships, I mean, I feel like to that respect, if you have, if you feel like you have leverage in a relationship, if you feel like you need leverage in a relationship, you shouldn't be in that relationship. That's how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, yes, you can have leverage, and yes, it is a thing, but like, if that is your, what am I saying? If that is your outlook, if that's your perspective on how you maneuver in your relationship, oh, I have leverage so I can do this, or I can, you know what I'm saying, get this over, that's sick.
That's nasty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a nasty award.
Are you really with shorty because you want to be with or her, or because him or her, or because you are infatuated with the idea of him or her?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you love him or do you love love? You feel me? But hey, I digress.
Bro, speaking of love, love.
What's up?
I seen the highlights of that Wale concert. Ooh. I was so upset I didn't go. Obviously, we've talked about the experience. You know, me and you went to the Wale concert a few years back. But somebody proposed to Shorty on stage, dog.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
That's I wonder how you got Wale to, like, agree to do that. Wale probably ain't tripping on it, but it's just like, how did you communicate? Like, did you DM him before the show or, like, I don't know. But anyways, I'm sure he had, like, a great set.
Yeah.
I want to say Guap Dad and somebody else was the opener.
Okay.
But damn, I want to see Wale.
You know, I'm, like, the biggest Wale fan. If it's not Wale, it's J. Cole. I just remember, like, it was yesterday when we went, bro. Like, that shit was so fucking
fun. It's coming up
fun.
On, what, 2 years? Yeah. 2 or 3 years? Yeah.
That shit was so fucking fun. And Wale is, like, a performer.
We got a concert-versary.
That shit's stupid as fuck. Aww. But nah, that shit was hella fun. And I do want to go see Wale again. And I'm tight that I'm missing this one. Because when is he?
Who knows when
he's
coming back.
I think
he's
here
back.
In March.
I mean, oh, is he back again?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if he's back again, I definitely got to catch the next show.
Yeah, I think so. But we're going to see for sure. But, yeah, that shit, hey. But speaking of music, actually, one more thing. How do you feel? I don't know if you heard. How do you feel about the Anthony Hamilton, the Music Soul Child versus?
I got music. I got music.
You got music?
They were put in an odd situation, and I was having this conversation with my homie on the way here because it's like, you can't do the verses on Saturday. You can't do it that Sunday. It's true. Super Bowl
exactly
weekend.
Yeah.
That Monday is Valentine's Day, so exactly. Are you really going to hurt your ratio in people viewing and streaming? So it's like, I kind of understand the day after Tuesday, but it's not necessarily a Valentine's Day. Again, the whole holiday in itself, in my opinion, is fictitious. Mm-hmm. So to drag it for another day is like forcing.
Maybe they're betting on that, though. Like, maybe they're betting on it to play into it well enough for, like, people to be like, yeah, this is part of the Valentine's Day, like, plan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, people are definitely going to tune in. These are unicorns that we're speaking of.
Oh, for sure. Unicorns, definitely. That. But it's like what the Versus platform is competing against is a lot. Yeah. Super Bowl and Valentine's Day, and it's in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's open.
Yeah. It's tough.
And it's 2022.
It's tough.
Yeah.
So, I will say Versus has been quiet for a while. So,
because who wants to do one now? And who would we watch?
It's definitely people and artists out there who do want to do a Versus. I think it just has to make sense for them who their opponent is in their eyes.
Exactly. And
it's kind of an ego thing, but at the same time, it's like you got to plan out these Versus like close to a holiday or close to something of significance to mm-hmm. get your streams and viewership up.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of glad now since we are in 2022 and a month in. Uh-huh. We didn't say the word Versus at all in the month of January.
Big fact.
So I feel like it kind of the hype of it kind of died down.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll rise up once they get some. I'm not saying these two gentlemen aren't legitimate, but once we get a Versus that we've really
it's
been
R&B.
Waiting for.
It's R&B. R&B is a harder subgenre of music to really like get people hype about unless that's your bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in Atlanta, the hardest thing to sell musically is R&B. Like, when you break a new artist, R&B artists are literally the hardest thing to do. So, yeah, I get that. But they are credible. They are reputable artists because Music Soul Child is a fucking legend. They both are legends, but I got music too, by the way. That was mine.
But don't sleep on Anthony Hamilton. Oh, no. He's going to blow some shit out now.
Hey, Uncle Am? Hey, Uncle Ham? What? Come on.
He might have the fedora on with it, too.
He's definitely going to have the brim on. I was about to say
like,
that.
Come on.
He's definitely going to have the brim on. You already know how the fuck he give it up. He's going to have the scarf on, too. Come on. That's
chilling.
Uncle Ham.
Big chilling.
But, yeah, it's going to be a dope thing to watch. I'm excited for it because, you know, my bag is R&B, obviously. But, like I was saying, who else would you watch? Like, outside of Hov. Outside of the GOAT.
I mean, right now.
There's nobody. Not for real.
I'm not, yeah.
Unless it's like a one-off where it's like, maybe we get a new age.
If it's more artist, geared towards our generation,
yeah,
that might pique my interest a little bit more. But let's be real, they're still trying to form their legacy. So
exactly.
I think
it's your point.
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow was part of our childhood.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about artists from the 2010s and up, realistically, I don't see it because their music is still trying to age, or they're still in this space where they're trying to create their legacy.
Tell me this. I might die on this alone, or you might disagree. I feel like I agree to an extent with what you said. Mm-hmm. Yes, the 2010s might not make it, but there are some. Like, I'm pretty sure they're screaming for a Summer SZA versus, or a Cardi.
It's too early.
Or not too early, but a Cardi and
Nicki?
Excuse me, a Cardi and Nicki versus?
No.
Why? Tell me
it's
why.
It's too early.
How is it too
early? Nicki would smoke her in a versus. Cardi B has
That's
hit records,
opinion.
Obviously. No. This should just be fact. Yeah. If you are part of this thing you deem called culture and music, like
the Barbie
this is a fact. Yeah, the Barbies are not gonna attack me on this
hit
episode. No, they're totally with me on this.
Okay.
But it's like, give me this. Name 20 hit Cardi B records that can outshine Nicki. I can give
I
you Nicki versus.
I can't do that for either because I don't listen to either of them.
I don't listen to Nicki Minaj every single day, but it's definitely classic verses that she's had.
I couldn't give you 10 of them.
Come on.
I couldn't give you 10 of them. Not me. You probably. I couldn't give you 10 Nicki.
So My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, that's not one?
Sure, it counts.
Okay.
I'm not saying that she doesn't have them.
But I'm saying
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
You could, but if you really sat there and thought about it, you could.
It would take
me a while. The Young Money songs that they had together, that whole album.
For sure.
She had verses on
it. I'm not saying
we're
she
not even
didn't
getting
have
into
them.
Her. But you know her hit singles. I don't have to do that with
I'm
you.
I'm not saying she doesn't have them.
I'm not doing
All
that.
All I'm saying is I feel like there's somebody out there listening right now that would probably disagree with you and say,
if you think Cardi B.
She may not win, but she won't get whopped. Come on.
Listen, if you think Cardi B can beat Nicki.
I don't.
No, I'm just saying anybody out there who's listening and thinks that, like, I'm sorry, you're on dope.
Yo, damn.
And we can just, like, end the pod that way because I'm getting hot now. Maybe because I'm defending the Barbies right now.
Nah, that's big facts, bro. You a Barbie.
But let's call a spade a spade.
You're a Barb.
Let's call a spade a spade. That's
all
right,
we're going to call a spade a spade and we're going to call you a Barb. Listen, bro.
Stop it.
If we're going to end it like that, I'm going to just kick it off with this bar real quick. And I'm going to say this for the start of my new year and for the start of 2022. Live life like it's a special occasion. Don't save for the special occasions.
Mm.
Feel me? Mm. That's all I got.
Shit, we gonna kick it like that. Bro Chilean's out.